Are people taking pranks a little too far nowadays? I'll jump right into that in this episode, because this is the Mikey Show. It's not the Terry Show, because my show is better, yo. Mikey Show, yeah. Good morning, good day, good afternoon, and good night, everyone who's listening to this podcast. This is your host, Mikey, also known as M18, Aquaman, Aquatic Man, the man with a plan, Mike on the mic, Mike and Ike, and my personal favorite nickname, that Uber driver who ate my french fries. I am that guy. I am all the above. Am I ashamed of it? No. I was hungry. I wanted a fry, so I ate it. No, who cares? Right? They're not going to know. Now you know. All said and done, I am just kidding. So Uber, don't fire me. I'm going to jump right into today's podcast question. My question is today is people pranking or saying that they're joking, are they taking it a little too far nowadays? I'm going, personally, on a personal level, I think people are, you know, why I say that is because, you know, not everyone knows how to take a joke, you know, even though the prankster or the person who's pulling a prank or, you know, they don't know how the other person's going to react. I saw, you know, multiple videos on why I came up with this conclusion. Nowadays, it seems like anyone could have a phone, walk up to someone and say, it's a prank. Anyone could do that. Where I'm coming up with this is recently I seen a video on Facebook. I don't know who the prankster was, but like this guy was just running up and, you know, we all know that guy, the Tyrone guy. He's like, hey, I'm Tyrone. And he usually says something funny and slaps a cigarette in someone's hand. And all those videos, they're hilarious as hell. It's pretty damn funny, to be completely honest. And he's always, smoking's bad for you. Knocks a cigarette out of there. The fuck this person, this Rico Suave ass mother, you know. He usually, you know, he goes more into details, and so he's all like, then he hits the cigarette out of people's mouth. It's pretty funny, don't get me wrong. Smoke is bad for you. There's one I seen recently on Facebook. This kid is running around, you know, not in the best neighborhood. I'll admit, it's, you know, I don't think it doesn't, you know, maybe I'm being too judgy, but, you know, it's not like Compton or something. But I don't even know where this guy's from, but he's running around jumping. He was at the end of the skit, or the end of this video, he was running around, hopping in people's cars, and asking them if they could give him a ride to, like, you know, a store, or to the hospital, or somewhere. He's asking for a ride, but he just jumps into people's cars unattended, and, you know, it's all improv, and it's pretty darn funny if you kind of, you know, if you kind of think about it, but it's also so risky. He got chased down. I'm pretty sure people beat the crap out of him. I'm pretty sure, you know, people are all like, no, people would take this, you know, they took his phone out of his hands, and, like, they didn't throw it on the floor, but they just took his phone because he was recording without their, consent. So he was just recording them, and then it was just kind of going on from there. And at the end of this clip, at the end of this video, he did the same thing as what he did all of the video, and this guy pulled out a gun on him, and the prankster was all like, hey, it's a prank, and the guy got out of his car, he was going to use lethal force and personally shoot this guy, and because, you know, isn't that the point, you know, protect yourself, you know? But I think it was more of an intimidating thing. So on a personal level, like, I thought about making a YouTube channel doing stupid shit like that, you know? And I think it would be funny in the long run, but as what I said, you know, anyone could do, like, anyone could say and just, you know, hey, it's a prank. Anyone could say it's a prank, but in reality, it's just, you know, it's I think it's more on the line of it's being recorded for to get subscribers, I guess, you know. Because, you know, when it comes down to YouTube or anything, podcasts, anything, it comes down to the subscriptions, the amount of subscriptions that you have. Because that's where all the money lies. You know, just think about all the people, all the huge YouTubers nowadays. They go around, they do stupid crap, and people think it's hilarious. Or they do magic, and they're like, oh my gosh, I gotta subscribe to this guy. Or some people, you know, I came across some episodes where they actually give away people up, like, hey man, tell your friends about the subscriptions, get the script, subscribe to our page, and you enter it in chance of being one of the winners of a PS4. It's a great way how to quote unquote market on try to get subscribers. It's a great trick. You know, just think about, like, you know, all you have to do is just be like, hey, you know, that's like me doing this right now. If I could get 20 plays on this podcast, I would personally mail you a $20 gift card of any of your choosing to your location. See, I could do it. Anyone could do it. And I'm just doing by place. I'm not asking for subscribers. You know, so, but no, all in honesty, what I just said was just more of an example use that anyone could do that and say that. But let me get back to today's topic. Is people joking a little too far? You know how many fatal deaths people pulling pranks and people doing stupid shit just for subscribers nowadays? It's getting kind of like ridiculous on this nature of people doing stuff out of the ordinary. And like, just think about this. It was kind of a daredevil. He was from China, I believe, and he literally fell to his own death. I don't even know what's the proper terminology, but he was with no safety harness, anything at all. He was hanging on the side of like one of the tallest buildings in the world. I'm not sure where it was. I'm just assuming by his name that I came across. He was Chinese, but I could be wrong. I guess I'm a little too quick to judge on that. But this guy, like, literally fell to his own death. And you can see it. You can see it, too, on, like, you know, YouTube. And this guy literally fell to his death by hanging on the side of a tall-ass building, the tallest building, freaking, and trying to do a pull-up, and he can't manage to get his foot back onto the ledge so he could put himself back up, you know, into on the rooftop. You know, I'm just kind of thinking, when a guy or a daredevil does a stunt like that, I wonder when they realize that they're fucked. I wonder what goes through their mind of like, holy shit, my life is done. It's over. You know, I can't, you know, I personally, could you see, or I know I couldn't do this, but do you know anyone that could hang on the side of a building and pull yourself back up until, like, you know, a lot of people, don't get me wrong, a lot of people could probably do a pull up or, you know, pull themselves back up, but like this guy, like he done it before. I don't know what went wrong on this one. Maybe he just did a little bit too much pull-ups, or, you know, and his arms were just tired. But the whole thought process of when it's going down, like, you know that you can't get yourself out of that predicament, I wonder what goes through people's mind, like, my life, like, what goes on before them, like, you know, what goes through their minds at that time, like, fuck, I can't help myself out. So do they just, they don't even try, like, do they try or what the hell? And you know, it's not like, and another thing, it's not like these people are taking someone, video recording, and, you know, hey, put this on YouTube, you know? And, like, it just seems like people, I don't know, I'm not saying that movies influence people to do stupid shit, but isn't it pretty fun? Like, I find it pretty ironic, that movie Triple X, that was a huge success, like, you know, from the, you know, Vin Diesel, you know, back in the, you know, it was like an early 2000 movie, and he just came out with another a couple of years back. I think, you know, that movie kind of sparked the Daredevil recording, you know, I think that kind of initiated and started it, because honestly, that would make a lot of sense, but, you know, it probably was happening before that, but, I'm just kind of trying to figure out all of the thought process of doing stuff like that. But this was like, so as what I was saying, I personally think people are taking, you know, pranks a little too far nowadays. I'm pretty sure there's been a lot of fatalities. People shooting someone or hurting someone, beating their ass, by them saying, by pulling a prank. No, you don't pull pranks on people, especially when you don't know how they are going to react. Or if you don't know if they have, like, some PTSD, and they'll just, like, start, they'll just kick your ass for it, you know, maybe, you know, we don't know. So I personally, on a personal level, I think that pranking is going too far, and people recording it and putting it on YouTube is kind of redundant, you know, it's kind of freaking, it's kind of getting way out of hand. And some, you know, as what I said, I think that, like, there's probably been, you know, fatalities. There's probably been someone, but, like, say it's a prank and someone probably got shot before they even, you know, I'm probably sure it's out there. But I'm pretty sure you can Google it, and I'm pretty sure someone's gotten hurt by pranking someone. So, do you agree on this topic? Is people taking pranking a little too far, or pulling jokes? You know, I think it's going in a little out of hand. But, you know, let me know what you think, because I personally think it's kind of getting at the scary point. You know, on so many levels. So, but let me know what you think. Until the next time, my friend, my final thought is, you know, to the people who are pulling the pranks, you know, be very cautious, because if you pull a prank on the wrong person, they're gonna hurt you, like, bad. So, with that being said, my friends, take care, just, you know, live life to the fullest. Live life with every moment. Until next time, take care. This is the Mikey Show. It's not the Terry Show, because my show is better, yo. Mikey Show. Yeah.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.